Friends, this is an exclusive chapter on the project export and export under deferred payment. Because I cannot conclude or include this particular chapter in any other export related chapters. That is why I thought, because this is completely somewhat different than the normal export. Okay, for better understanding, in this chapter, I have divided this chapter into three or four parts, part A, B, C and D. Okay, part A gives the general information about the project export. Part B give about the what is exactly meaning of the project export and project export of the goods, and part C will be covering the export of services. And any other matter which is relating to the project export, that is covered under part D. This is how the structure of our discussion is. The contracts. General export, what happens? The contract is there, but the time period is very less. Not more than 6 months. Okay. In case of import, it is 6 months. In case of export, it is 9 months for realization. But many times, the contract, large value contracts, which are required to be executed abroad, and the goods are to be exported from the parent country or from third country, then in that case, there are several regulations which came into the existence. Under these circumstances, we have to apply those regulations, those guidelines, and understand it for our benefit. So, the contract for the export of the goods and services against the payment to be secured partly or fully beyond 180 days are treated as a deferred payment export. Any payment under contractual obligation, if it is getting realized without beyond 180 days or 6 months, then it is called as the deferred payment, right? So the credit word is termed as a deferred payment term credit. Deferred payment term credit. And for financing under the deferred credit system, a single point approval mechanism is also put in place by Reserve Bank of India. And the system includes, three-tier system includes, number one, commercial banks that can approve or authorize commercial banks, which whenever it is mentioned as authorized dealer banks in the foreign exchange in India, who can provide in principle clearance for the contract value up to 25 crores. And they can avail the refinance from Exim Bank also. Okay. So this is the first tier. Second tier is Exim Bank. Exim Bank is empowered to give the clearance for the proposal of high value beyond 180 days, above 25 crores and up to 100 crores. About 25 crores and above 100 crores. And third and last one is, it's a working group. This working group constitutes or considers the proposal of the contract for the value beyond 100 crores of rupees. This working group consists of representatives of all the above institution to provide the single window clearance, that is AD Bank, Exim Bank, right? Deferred credit facility is normally allowed only for the export to the engineering goods, high value engineering goods, then turnkey projects, which involves the rendering of services like the designing, civil constructions, then erection and commissioning of the plant or factory, along with the supply of machinery, equipment and materials. So, large value investment will be there in that project. Okay. So, the export of engineering goods on the deferred payment terms and execution of the turnkey project and civil construction contract abroad are collectively referred as a project export. The deferred payment, always remember, when such a high value machinery, such a big constructions, when drying, when designing and then erection of the or building of the plant comes, no, imagine after this commissioning of the project and thereafter generation of the profit so as to repay it, definitely it takes the longer period, and that is why it is considered as a deferred payment. The project export contract generally are high value and it is generally not less than 25 crores. Okay, so undertaking them are required to offer a very competitive credit terms to be able to secure the orders from the foreign buyers in the face of stiff international competition. Because value is large, then definitely charges should be little bit lowered. That is what the expectation is. Indian exporters who offers the deferred payment terms to the overseas buyer in respect of export of the goods and those who have awarded the turnkey project, civil construction contract by the overseas parties have to secure the prior approval of the post-award stage from authorized dealer or Exim Bank for credit term to be offered to the third country importers. First part consists of general guidelines about the project export. Okay. The exporters who have secured the orders for undertaking the supply contract, remember clearly, supply contract on deferred payment terms, and those who have secured the turnkey and civil construction contract abroad or for the export of services in areas of the management technical consultancy sector, where the execution of the contract involves the grant of fund-based and non-fund-based facilities from the Indian banking system, or where it is a deferred payment terms are to be offered to acquire, to require the approval from authorized dealer or Exim Bank. Let us consider what is the criteria applied. It's a broad criteria is applied for consideration of the proposal by the AD Bank and Exim Bank. This will be, these banks or authorities mainly look into the aspects for considering the grant of package approval, overall one package approval for the proposals for the export of engineering goods on deferred payment terms or for undertaking the turnkey and the constructive contract abroad. Second is period of deferred credit, which is offered vis-a-vis the foreign competition, moratorium, rate of interest, adequacy of the advance and down payment which is provided, as well as the requirement of the foreign exchange for the execution of the such a contract and the overall economics of the proposal will be looked into by AD Bank and Exim Bank. Nature of the security which can be offered by the exporter, project exporter, or it is obtainable from the foreign buyers against the payment due, and the nature and extent of various bonds, guarantees which are required to be offered by the exporter, including those procuring the third country supplies. Nature of escalation, force majeure and arbitration clauses are provided in the contract agreement, and accordingly incomplete or not completed project penalty or damages payment provision is made in the agreement for such a kind of contracts. Okay. To the extent of the fund-based and the non-fund-based facilities which are required to be approved or given by the Indian banking system, which consists of the pre-shipment and post-shipment credit as well as the bridge finance. Bridge finance means before funds are made available to the third party to that extent, only to that period, a small portion of the funds will be lent so as to come out with the gap which is arising because of the delay in sanction or whatever it may be. So, okay. So in case of the turnkey contract, economic and technical viability is also looked into by the ED Bank as well as the Exim Bank. Therefore, as well as the special feature which are relating to the erection, supervision and commissioning of the contract is very, very essential, and from that angle also it will be viewed by the ED Bank as well as Exim Bank. Now, procedure for clearance of the proposal, general guidelines. Application in the prescribed form are required to be submitted by the exporter sufficiently in advance to the AD Bank or Exim Bank, depending upon its value, to enable it to consider the proposal and grant a package clearance to it. Therefore, the exporter who are desiring to submit the bids for the execution of the project abroad, including the service contract, will not be required to obtain the clearance for submission at a pre-stage, earlier stage, while submitting the bids for winning the contract. Okay, no approval is required. Okay, now, declaration of the export and handling of EDF and SDF. SDF is not there. Okay, now it is because it has been changed. Okay, then in order to facilitate the maintenance of the proper record, of the exports which are made on the deferred payment terms, the exporter should prominently superscribe on both the copies of the EDF with the name of the export contractor for which the supplies are being made and the number and date of the approval granted by the approving authority, okay, in the space which is provided thereof. The duplicate copy of the form should be retained by the authorized dealer, which will be certified after realization of the last installment together with the interest from overseas buyer. And the similar process is also followed by the sub-supplier also while declaring this is export in the form EDF. These are some of the general guidelines. Now we will look into the project exports per se. Project export, which is forming the part 2 or part B. Extension of the deferred payment term. Okay, contract of the export of the goods against the payment to be received partly or fully beyond the period which is statutorily prescribed for realization of export proceeds are treated as a deferred payment. Means beyond whatever may be the number of days, but it has to be declared at initial stage itself in the contract. Okay. Ordinarily, the contract providing for the deferred payment terms will be allowed only for export of engineering goods, that is capital goods which are capital in nature, and consumer durables also. Extension of the deferred payment terms is permitted. Execution of the civil construction contract, which is undertaken abroad and involves mainly the erection and the civil construction of the work and supply of the construction material and equipments which going into the civil works. What are the types of facility that can be granted under the project export? Nature of credit. The contracts for the export of the goods and deferred payment terms may be financed either by under supplier's credit or buyer's credit. even though it is a longer term, right? Under the supplier's credit, the exporter extends the credit facility to the overseas buyer to make the payment at delay, that is beyond the normal stipulated 180 days, beyond that, okay? Under this nature of credit which is granted to the project export. And buyer's credits are the credit which are extended by the foreign buyers by the authorized dealers or financial institution in India. Which type of goods are considered as an eligible for such type of credit facilities? An illustrative list in two parts, A and B, of the engineering goods in respect of which the commercial export credit that may be offered by the exporter to the prospective buyers abroad is as per the list. This list is subject to revision from time to time and it is available in the project export manual published by Reserve Bank of India. Inclusion of the goods in the list does not imply that their export may be made only by the deferred payment. However, exporter should always endeavor to secure the best possible terms from the buyers so that the foreign exchange accrues to the country as early as possible. That means realization should be fast. The period for which the credit may be offered, export of goods, that is consumable durables, turnkey contract, civil construction contract, will depending upon the merit of the individual cases. That cannot be defined in general because each and every aspect is depending upon the performance of the work. And it may be determined by the exporter and his banker in mutual consultation on the basis of commercial judgment only. However, certain consumers or consumable durables and the miscellaneous engineering goods as per the list should ordinarily be exported in cash term only. Four major factors are considered for considering the period of deferred credit. Number one is anticipated life of the goods to be exported. Number one. Number two, extent of the foreign competition, whether it is stiff competition, low competition or no competition. Then three, nature of the foreign market, whether it is easily available or it requires the longer period to procure it. And the contract value which constitutes the criteria for determining the overall terms of credit. The conditions which are necessary for the clearance of the proposal by authorized dealer or Exim Bank are stipulated here in this manual, which is jotted down here. While granting this post-award clearance, banks or Exim Bank must ensure that the export proposal satisfies the conditions which are stipulated therein. Number one condition is moratorium, that is holiday, moratorium or grace period, which is applicable to the repayment of the principal, should not exceed 1 year in respect of export of capital or producer goods. That is maximum period 1 year. And in case of the turnkey contract, the moratorium should not be exceeding 2 years. So general capital goods, the moratorium period should not exceed 1 year. And in other turnkey cases, the initial period for making the repayment of the finance made available should not exceed 2 years. Number three, in case of supply contract, the deferred payment receivable should be received in equal half yearly installment over the agreed period, half yearly installment, not annual, okay? And the rate of interest on the deferred receivable should be such that taking into account the cost of the deferred credit in India and the overall profitability should be ensured while charging the rate of interest on such a lending. So down payment together with the advance payment or mobilization advance should not be less than 15% of the contract value. Now, when we talk about the down payment and the deferred installments, which is receivable, should be secured by a letter of credit or acceptable or banker's acceptance facility or acceptable by the bank guarantee also. This provision, this has to be ensured by the AD Bank and Exim Bank. Turnkey projects and the civil construction contract should be of the nature of the self-financing. However, the bridge finance, which is required for meeting the temporary shortfall or temporary gap in working capital requirement, should not normally exceed 25% of the contract value. This deferred payment terms in respect of the service segment or of the turnkey contract, that can be offered only if the competitors of the exporter from other countries are known to have offered the similar terms and condition. In all cases where the proposal is within the power delegated to the him, AD Bank may grant the post award approval for terms and condition of the contract. Now, appointment of the subcontractor. Subcontractor, many times it is required such a large value contracts. Okay, in case of these contracts, applicant firm or the companies normally take an assistance of the other contractors also, so as to supply the good and assist to them. In such cases, these firms or companies will be treated as the prime contractor, while other contractors will be treated as a subcontractors. The prime contractor will be accountable for the various authorities, to the various authorities in India, for compliance and completeness of the project as per the required laid down guidelines for them, and will at the same time be equally responsible to the overseas buyer for proper and timely execution and completion of the project. Appointment of the subcontract and any subsequent changes in the subcontractors will also require the prior clearance of the concerned approving authority. Now, follow for the turnkey and construction contracts. Exporters and all their Indian subcontractors which are executing the turnkey contract abroad should give a progress report on half yearly basis in the form which is called as DPX2. Okay. And in all cases where there risk guarantee cover or participation in the funded and non-funded facilities has been obtained. The final report in the form of DPX2 should clearly indicate the fact of the completion of the project and full compliance with the requirements which is relating to the completed projects as laid down in this paragraph. So, DPX2 form is the monitoring or follow-up instrument, and that is half yearly required to be submitted to the AD Bank or Exim Bank. Now, requirements relating to the completed project. Project is completed, then what is the requirement? Exporters who are executing the turnkey or construction contracts abroad should take the following steps as far as the completed contracts are concerned. 1. Close the foreign currency account and transfer the balances to India. Number 1. Number 2. Wind up the site and liaison office which is opened abroad for this specific purpose. Ensure that guarantees for the performance of the contract and other guarantees which are issued are cancelled and returned to the exporter. Subsequently, liquidate the full overseas borrowing and overdraft which is obtained from any bank or any counter guarantee if they have availed, that needs to be cancelled. Then make suitable provision for the payment of taxes, customs and other statutory obligations in the country of project. Dispose of the equipment, machinery, vehicles and which are purchased abroad and to arrange for their or arrange for their import into India. Then they have to recover the funds, if any, transfer to other overseas project and repatriate them to India. These aspects for the completed projects need to be particularly followed by the project exporters. Okay, now coming down to understand the buyer's credit scheme for the of the Exim Bank. Now buyer's credit is a grant of credit by the Exim Bank in participation with the commercial banks in India to the foreign buyers in connection with the export of the capital goods and turnkey projects from India. Little bit complicated one, because supplier is in India, but the terms of the buyer's credit are meant to be followed by the buyers abroad, because the machinery is going from abroad and Indian government is our Indian entities are making arrangement for on behalf of the foreign buyers the credit facility from the Exim Bank. Therefore, the scheme provides for the payment being made to the exporter out of the buyer's credit in non-recourse basis on their fulfilling the commercial terms and the export contract to be financed under the scheme. This requires the specific prior approval of the Exim Bank, and Exim Bank that they can very well provide such type of buyer's credit under the scheme up to the limit of US dollar. Thank you very much.